Now we come to Psalm 102nd, and it's a very wonderful psalm also. And it's a messianic psalm. And it's a psalm that pictures him in Gethsemane. Now, we do not have a writer of it. There's been all kinds of guesses as a result. Well, I'll guess David, if you don't mind. And it's a prayer of the afflicted when he's overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. This is Gethsemane. Our Lord's in Gethsemane in this psalm, and we see him afflicted. We see him in his humiliation, and the psalm's been marked out by the Holy Spirit in the New Testament as being a messianic psalm, and we'll find that down just a little later. Now, we have here, Jehovah, hear my prayer. This is interesting. Here is a case where Jehovah prays to Jehovah. He came in humiliation, yet he was Jehovah manifested in the flesh. And you remember back over in Genesis, the 19th chapter, we find there a very remarkable statement. Maybe I ought to turn to that. I didn't intend to, because I think it's important enough for us to see today. It's in Genesis, the 19th chapter, and if you want to turn there with me, 19 verse 24, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Now, he did that according to what? According to the prayer. That was judgment. But this is different. Now Jehovah's on earth, and he asked Jehovah in heaven not to bring down judgment, but here in humiliation, facing his great work as the sin bearer, the fellow of Jehovah that's able to save him out of death, and the prayers and supplications that he made with strong crying and tears, writer to the Hebrew speaks of, and he was heard. But we find that here the wrath of a holy and righteous God fell upon him because he bore your sins and my sins. What a glorious, wonderful psalm that we have here. And now we come down in verse 8, and you just don't get any farther down in here. This is the deepest woe and agony that you can have. Mine enemies reproach me all the day. And verse 10, because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. And the word indignation and wrath here are the strongest terms you could use in the Hebrew language. But why did he do this? It was for the joy that was set before him. Listen to him. Verse 12, but thou, O Lord, shall endure forever thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yet the set time is come. He'll have mercy upon Zion. And so it was for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross, despising the shame. He died, you see, for that nation. And John 11:51 mentions that was necessary for one to die for the nation. And he died for that nation. Now we have the reference, and I must drop down to it here. And he's going to build again, he says in verse 16, build up Zion. And he'll appear in his glory. And that's when he comes again. But here you have the quotation in the New Testament, and it's in Hebrews 1:10-12. And you have here, of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands, they shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall become old like a garment, like a vesture. Shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Now, this is a very marvelous, wonderful psalm. And it wouldn't have been known that this was a messianic psalm if it hadn't pleased the author of the Bible, the Holy Spirit, to reveal the meaning of this passage. For it's quoted in the closing verses of the first chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. And there it's applied to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it brings before us here Gethsemane. And I like to think of this being the psalm of Gethsemane. Gethsemane. Oh, this is all about him.